三章，然后我们从四十四节读到四十九节。我们从四十四节读到四十九节，这都翻到了《路加福音》的二十三章。那时约有五正，遍地都黑暗了，直到深处，
日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。
耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”说了这话，气就断了。
百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀于神，说：“这真是个异人。”
聚集观众，观看的众人见了这所行的事，都垂着胸回去了。
还有一切与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟着他来的妇女们，都远远地站着看这些事。
So now we're going to look at the last 3 hours on the cross.
我们今天开始要看在十字架上最后的三个小时。
It says it was about the sixth hour.
一共是六个小时。
So the sixth hour, according to the way that the Jews reckoned time. The sixth hour was actually noon because they started their day numbering the hours from 6 o'clock in the morning.
第六个小时刚好就是按照犹太人算时间的呢，就是正午中间的时间。
So he was crucified about 9 o'clock in the morning, that after the trial by Pilate and Herod and the chief priests.
他是在早晨的九点按我们现在的时间钉上十字架的，在经过一整夜祭司比拉多这一系列人的审问之后。
So now from the time that he was taken as a captive in the Garden of Gethsemane, to this time that we're looking at now, the sixth hour, that would be 12 hours.
所以从最后晚餐之后他去了克西马尼园，到现在呢，到这个时候五正的时候已经是12个小时了。
So from the time of his betrayal in the garden, until this time of darkness, was a full 12 hours then.
对，所以从这个黑暗到前面的那个就从前面那个黑暗，就审判他的那个黑暗，到现在这个黑暗当中正好12个小时。
So just to review quickly the events of that evening, and from the evening before, I think we'll just make a quick review of those events.
那我们来做一个特别快的回顾，就是在过去的这一段时间里到底发生了一些什么事情。
You remember he wanted to eat the Passover with his disciples.
你们都记得他要跟他的门徒们一起来吃逾越节的晚餐。
So on the Thursday evening. I'm just trying to get this in my mind too. In the Thursday evening, after the sundown, that would be the start of a new day.
Yeah. 所以在星期四的晚上，在天黑日落以后呢，那个按照犹太人的算法，就已经是新的一天的开始了，就是星期五的早晨，一早。
Because the Jews reckoned the day began when the sun went down.
因为犹太人是算一天的开始是太阳落山以后新的一天开始。
So that's, and it follows in the creation of the heavens and the earth, it says the evening and the morning were the first day. So a day began in the evening.
所以我们都知道在创世一开始一章的时候讲到每次讲到创造他都是说有晚上有早晨。
So you see that phrase repeated in the first chapter of Genesis.
你会看见这个他反反复复这个词在一章创世纪一章一直这么说。
For example, verse 3, chapter 1, verse 3.
比方说呢第三一章三节创世纪一章三节说。
And there was morning, or there was evening, and there was morning the first day.
一章五节一章五节说有晚上有早晨这是头一日。有晚上有早晨他一直是这么讲的有晚上有早晨是第二天有晚上有早晨是第三天。所以他是先晚上再早晨。
So on the evening of the Thursday, the Lord Jesus, after dark, after the new day had started, he sat down with his disciples.
所以在星期四的晚上，也就是星期五的这一天开始的时候呢，他和他的门徒们坐下来。
There they celebrated the Last Supper.
他们一起来庆祝最后的晚餐。
It was a remembrance of the deliverance that God gave the nation of Israel out of Egypt.
因为这是逾越节，是庆祝上帝把以色列人带出埃及的那个圣殿。
Where they were redeemed by the blood of a Passover lamb.
他们是在出埃及的时候被神所赐的羔羊的血所赎的。
And where God, the destroying angel passed over every house that had the blood on the door, over the door.
所以灭命的天使呢会把门框和门楣上有羊血的家都越过去但是没有的呢他就进去击杀了那家的长子。
And so the Jews, they celebrated that Passover down through the centuries.
所以犹太人自此之后就几百年里都一直在庆祝每年会庆祝这个逾越节。
And then, the Lord Jesus did something new.
然后呢耶稣做了一些新的事情。
While they were gathered there, they had finished the Passover, remembering the Passover.
当他们聚集的时候呢他们是在一起来庆祝和纪念逾越节。
It was the last Passover that God recognized.
但这个逾越节在耶稣当时经历这个逾越节是神认可在地上最后一个逾越节。
There was bread on the table and there was wine.
因为在那个桌子上呢有饼和杯。
And then what he did is he took the bread, took some bread and he broke it.
耶稣做的事情是呢他把这个饼拿过来呢他把它掰开。
And he gave itpassed it around to his disciples.
然后他传给他所有的在座的门徒。
And he said, this bread is my body given for you.
他就跟门徒们说这个饼呢是我的身体赐给你们的。
Take and eat it.
你们可以拿着吃。
And then, after they had finished the bread, he took some wine, poured it into a cup.
然后传完饼之后呢他把杯拿起来把一些葡萄酒倒进去。
And he passed it to his disciples, he said, all of you drink it.
他同样传给他的门徒说你们都喝。
This cup is the blood of a new covenant.
这个杯里面就是新约的血。
And so what the Lord Jesus was doing there, he wasn't giving them his actual body and blood, was he?
所以耶稣在这里并不是给他真实的他的身上的身体和血。
It was a symbol.
这是一个象征。
It was just a token. It represented his body and his blood, which he was going to give the next day.
这就是象征他的身体和他的血。他的身体和他的血在第二天十字架上他真的全然要献给他所爱的人。
The body of the Lord Jesus was the holy body of the God-man.
然后耶稣基督的身体是一个圣洁的身体一个属神的身体。
He had no earthly father.
他没有属地的父亲。
But he had a mother of the sons of Adam.
但他是从女子所生的。
So united in him was both God and man.
所以在他里面有全然的神，也是全然的人。
And that's God's gift to mankind.
这是神赐给人类的最大的礼物。
The only way that man could ever be reconciled to God is if God put himself into man's place as a man and die for his sins.
唯一的办法人和能和上帝和好，在罪里面和好的唯一的办法就是上帝赐给人在人的肉身里把圣子赐下来替人死了。
There was no one of mankind that could offer themselves as a sacrifice that would be acceptable to God.
因为没有任何人能把自己成为这样的祭物献上，来满足公义的要求，除了圣子自己。
Because we have all sinned.
因为我们都是罪人。
And we've fallen short of God's glory.
因为我们亏缺了，因着罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
None of us can stand in His presence.
因为因着罪，没有人能够站立在他面前。
We needed one who was perfect and holy.
我们需要一个圣洁完全的替我们。
And now He came and said, "Now, this bread is my body that I'm giving for you."
所以，耶稣就说：“这个饼是我的身体，我赐给你。
”This holy, unsinning blood.I am shedding for you.
这是一个纯洁圣洁无罪的身体我赐给你们。
He says it's a new covenant.
然后他说这是一个新约。
You see, the old covenant was the covenant of law that was given by Moses.
我们都知道旧的约是一个律法的约，是由摩西传下来的。
The Ten Commandments.
是有十诫。
There were rules that we all have broken.
这是十诫是一些律法一些规定我们都是会犯的。
And that old commandment was dependent upon the obedience of the people.
因为旧的约是基于人全然的顺服而立的约。
If you could keep the commandments, then you could approve yourself to God. You'd be acceptable to God.
如果你能够长久的持守这些律法，那你就能够向神证明你是圣洁的。
But no one has ever been able to keep all those commandments all the time.
在地上没有一个人，所有的时间里都持守这些律法，没有这样。
The Bible says if you break one law, you break them all.
因为圣经说你犯一条，那你就全部都犯了。
Because it's one God who gives the law.
因为只有一个是那唯一的神给赐了所有的规定和律法。
So the old covenant that was made.By God, it was dependent upon people.
所以旧的约它其实是取决于人自己的行为和响应。
It had a condition of obedience.
它有一个重要的条件就是人的顺服。
But He said, "I'm going to make a new covenant."
这时候耶稣说呢，我要立一个新的约。
And this covenant is one that has no conditions.
这是一个新的约，没有条件的。
That man has to fulfill.
这个没有条件是没对人他自己要履行的责任上是没有的。
It's a covenant that I make with man, and I am going to fulfill all the requirements.
这是一个我站在神的角度说，他要履行一切的条件的这么样一个约。
And the only way that man can receive the benefits of that covenant is by faith, believing, and receiving.
人能够接受，人能够得到这个约的唯一的办法就是信心。你相信他，然后你就接近了。
That's why to become a Christian, you can't work and you can't earn it.
这就是为什么成为一个基督徒，我们不能够靠着行为去挣得这个救恩。
Because the new covenant, God has fulfilled all the requirements.
因为在新的约里面，上帝已经把所有的要求自己都满足了。
And there's nothing for us to do.
我们这没有什么可以再多做的部分。
There's nothing we can do.
我们也不能做什么。
That's right. So, on the basis of trust, on the basis of faith, on the basis of believing, God. That's how we receive His benefits.
在信的基础上，在交托的基础上，在信心的基础上，我们就成为他的，得到他的救恩。
And so that's why the Lord Jesus came. He came into the world not to live and to show us how to live. He did that certainly, but he came not to live but to die.
所以耶稣来这地上不是来活，也不是让显示给我们看他是怎么活的。他来这地上唯一的目的就是他要替我们死。
And so we find now that this is on the Friday. What has happened through the night? After the supper, the Lord Jesus gave some teaching to his disciples and telling them that he was going away and so on.
所以在那最后的晚餐的时候呢，上帝耶稣就用这个时候去做了一个特别重要的教导，来给他这些门徒来，这就是圣餐的仪式，来教给他。
And then he led them out of the upper room where they had had their last supper.
然后他们就离开了那个是最后晚餐的那个房间。
And already the traitor had left the upper room to betray him.
但这之前呢，那个背叛他的犹大已经先离开了。
They were trying to find a way whereby they might capture him away from the crowds.
因为他们努力想找到一个方式来抓住他，但是不能在人前众人当中抓他。
One of his own disciples had agreed with the priests to lead them to him in private.
他们当中的一个门徒已经和大祭司商量好了。悄悄地把耶稣交给大祭司。
And for 30 pieces of silver, he sold the Lord Jesus.
所以为了30两银子呢，他就卖了耶稣。
30 pieces of silver was the price of a slave.
30两银子是一个奴隶的价钱。
If you wanted to buy a slave in the slave market, you would pay about 30 pieces of silver for an ordinary slave.
在那时候一个普通的奴隶，你要去买他的话呢，他的标价基本上就是30两银子。
We read that it was prophesied 300 years before that.
而且这个细节也在300年前的一个先知的话里预言了。
And so, the Lord Jesus went to the place where he often spent his nights in the last week on earth.
所以耶稣就在那个时候吃完晚餐以后就去了一个地方，他在这之前的一段时间里常常去的那个园子。
It was called Gethsemane.
叫做克西马尼园。
Gethsemane means the place of the oil press.
克西马尼的意思就是榨橄榄油的园子。
There was an oil grove, an olive trees there.
因为在那是一个特别大的橄榄树的林子。
And to this day, there's still that same olive grove there at the foot of the Mount of Olives, because it's called the Mount of Olives.
然后以至于呢，整座山都叫橄榄山。
And it was there in that garden in the night that the Lord Jesus would spend all night there.And the next day he would come back and preach in the temple, and that was his pattern throughout that week, the last week here.
然后在最后的一个星期的耶稣整个作息都是白天去圣殿讲道，晚上就去到橄榄山，在那边住下。
And with his disciples on that night, he led them down out of the city of Jerusalem and across the Kidron River, and then up into the olive trees there at the foot of the Mount of Olives.
所以他们和门徒呢耶稣门徒就出了那个晚餐的房间以后呢，就过了溪，就上了这个橄榄山，就到克西马尼园去了。
When he arrived there, he took three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John.
当他到了克西马尼的时候呢，他就带了三个他的门徒，彼得、约翰和雅各。
And he went a little bit further into the garden.
然后带着他们三个呢，就往那个园子更深处去走了一点。
And then he told the three of them to stay there where he was and to watch and pray.
然后他告诉这三个人呢，待在那儿，要看着，然后警醒祷告。
And then he went a little further himself.
然后他自己又往前走了一点。
The Bible says it's about a stone's throw.
然后圣经讲到这个距离是多少呢？大概是一块石头，扔块石头那个距离。
And there he knelt and prayed.
然后他在那个距离那里，他就开始跪下来祷告。
Because he knew what was coming, then the next day, as the day would dawn, he would be on the cross.
因为他知道第二天会是他要上十字架的那一天。
And what we're going to look at today is we're going to look at him as the sacrifice for sin.
今天我们要看的部分就是他把自己成为罪的祭物献上的这个部分。
He would make his soul an offering for sin.
他把自己的身体和灵魂当做一个祭物献给成为这个罪的救赎。
This was no easy thing for him.
这不是很容易的事。
It's one thing to die and to suffer for your own sins, but it's another to suffer for the sins of the whole world.
所以为自己的罪死是一回事，但为全人的罪死在十字架上，那就是又是一回事。
If you can imagine all the evil deeds that have been done down through the centuries.
你能想象从有人以来所有的恶事啊，在地上所做的所有恶事，那是得多大？
All the lies that have been told.
所有的谎言。
And the results of those lies.
由这个谎言带来的恶果。
Lives and that have been broken in pieces because of untruth.
那些因为行恶不行真理所带来的那个生命的苦难。
And then think of all the other sins of the cruelty of man to man.
可以想象其他的一些罪，人和人之间的残暴。
And all the brokenness of mankind.
所有这些人的伤心啊。
And all that sin.Would be placed upon the Lord Jesus.
那所有这些罪公义的要求审判都要放在那个点上的耶稣身上。
And so in the garden, he was praying to his father.
所以在克西马尼的时候，他就跟他的父祷告。
He prayed, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
他说父啊，如果可行，求你拿走这杯。
Because he was picturing.In his mind, a cup full of all human sin from the beginning of the world.
因为他在他的比喻里面，这里是一个杯，杯子里满了全是人的罪。
Just take one example. A mother is soldier comes and kills a little baby, and the mother has to.Hold that little baby dead. And the bitterness that's in her heart, the bitter cry and tears, that's only one bit that's in that cup, the bitterness of sin.
你可以想象，比如说士兵来了，把一个母亲的孩子杀了，这个母亲抱着这个孩子的身体，那她的苦，她里面充满的那个苦毒，这些全部就这只是一个很小的一个点，那所有这些那都在这个杯里。
Now multiply that by millions.
然后你可以以这个你要乘百万的这个数量乘上去。
The hatred and bitterness between people and so on.
里面的人里面的仇恨苦毒，所有这一切的东西，那都在这个杯。
The corruption and greed and lies.
腐败这个贪婪谎言全部在这里。
And what it has done to mankind.
这些一切所对人所造成的恶果。
And then think of a holy God.
那可以想想圣洁的神。
Who must judge that sin.
那他必须要审判这个罪。
God is absolutely holy and righteous.
神是完全的圣洁和公义的。
And every sin that man has ever committed is going to have to be answered for.
所有人曾经犯过的罪都必须要有一个公义的审判。
So there was death is a result of sin.
罪的工价就是死。
So there's in that cup that he must drink, there is all the sorrow, there is all the suffering, there's all the bitterness, there's death, And there's the judgment of God that he must drink.
所以在他要喝的这个杯里有全部的苦难，有全部的痛苦，悲伤，也有神，因此而来要审判所带来神的愤怒。
So he prayed.
所以他祷告。
But the weight of it was so great upon his soul that he almost was at the point of death.
所以那样的压力啊，在科西玛尼这样的压力大到一个程度，他甚至快到死的程度。
The stress
was, 这个压力
was heavy upon him.
非常非常的重。
He said, my soul is sorrowful even to the point of death.
所以他说我的灵魂要哀伤快到死的程度。
Because he saw what was in that cup.
因为他看见那个杯里是什么。
Now one of the reasons it's hard for us to understand drinking that cup is that we are all sinners.
一个比较难的原因我们去理解这个苦杯是因为我们都是罪人。
And because of that, our senses are dull.
这样正是因为这样所以我们的敏感啊就是我们的对罪的敏感是很麻木的。
Now, I give an illustration. I don't know how good it is.
我举个例子不一定很准确。
How many of you are good cooks? I know there's lots of hands will go up here.
你们这里多少人做饭做得好？估计大家都会举手。
One of the most important tools you have is a good sharp knife, is it not?
如果在当中你们要用的做饭做得好的人，一个很重要的工具就是一把好刀。
And so the knife sharpener man has just left your house.
然后那个磨刀的那个人呢，就刚好已经离开了你的家。
And you look at your knives, your good quality German knives, and they all have very sharp edge on them.
然后你看见哦，你这个好品质的德国的好刀非常快现在。
And your son comes in and wants to make himself a sandwich.
然后你的儿子进来了，想自己做给自己做一个三明治。
You know where this is leading to, don't you?
你可以知道这个会导致什么结果。
So on the granite countertop, he's chopping his sandwich.
然后他直接就在那个台子上去砍做他的三明治。
And the edge now is dull.
然后呢，他做完以后就把这个刀给弄得就因为他直接在台子那个料理台上就做。
It won't cut properly after that.
然后就把这个刀给搞坏了，就没办法再好好用，钝了。
In the same way. We, our senses against sin is dull.
所以我们的感觉对罪的感觉是就像这把刀一样是钝的。
We don't feel.
我没有感受到。
That way, it's like a limb that has lost its feeling with no nerves in it. You can't feel.
就像你的手指头，你失去了那个感觉，里面没有那个感知的神经，就没有那个触觉的感受。
And so, one of the dangers of being a leper is they lose the feeling in their limbs.
这就是为什么圣经常常讲到大麻风。大麻风的这个危险就来自于它会失去这个感官的影响。
And so when they might have their hand in a fire, they won't feel it.
他手很可能摆在火上，他没有感受。
Now in the same way, the Lord Jesus, his holiness.Made him so that his feeling against sin was undiminished. He felt sin.
但是神耶稣他的圣洁就会带来一个结果，他所有对罪的感知是没有减少的，他依然是非常非常对所有的这个罪敏感的。
Like a wicked man, he has no more any conscience for sin.
有一个特别败坏的人，他里面其实没有那个良心来指责他关于这个罪了。
He's lost the feeling for sin.
他已经没有这个感受了。
And so in the same way, we in a sense we've lost the real feeling of what sin is.
所以某种程度我们也是一样的，我们也失去了真正的对罪的那个感知。
But his holy soul felt deeply sin.
但他圣洁的灵他非常非常 能够感受到所有这些罪的存在。
Not that he had ever sinned, though.
即便是他自己从来没有犯过。
He was without sin.
因为他在他里面没有罪。
But when he looked at the cross, because the cross is where God was going to put all our sin on him.
当他要去十字架的时候，因为在那十字架上，上帝要把所有的罪放在他身上。
His holy soul shrank back from drinking that cup.
所以他里面那个圣洁的灵就是很自然的要从这个罪的那个充满罪的那个杯边上他要缩回去，因为他是不犯罪的。
So,
他对罪是敏感的，那个是他不想要的。
And so we read Luke chapter 22, and verse 42.
所以我们往前翻一翻，我们翻到路加的22章的42节。
Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me.
42节说呢，路加福音22章42节说，父啊，你若愿意就把这杯撤去。
Not my will, but yours be done.
然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
You see, as the Son, he was completely obedient to the Father.
你会看见作为一个圣子，他完全顺服神的旨意。
And he came to fulfill the will of the Father.
然后他来为来成就神的旨意。
Not my will, but yours be done.
那不是我的，是你的旨意。
But also as a son, he was an individual. He was a singular person.
那作为圣子，他是单数的，他是一个人。
Though very God, he was the Son.
即使他也是完全的神，但他是完全的人，他是圣子。
And he had a will of his own.
他也会有自己的意愿。
But his will was to do the will of the Father.
但他的意愿是要成就神的父的意愿。
And this great conflict within him, of the unwillingness to take that cup and drink it and to become sin, which was so abhorrent to him, so hateful to him.
所以他自己的本身的意愿是不愿意去接这个杯，因为这个杯和他圣洁的本性是冲突的，这是他不要的东西。
Sin was the opposite of his nature.
因为罪是和他的本性是相冲突，是相背离的。
It's so much a part of our lives, we hardly notice it at times.
但是这个是在我们生活当中已经是如此的普通，所以我们对这个都没感觉。
But for him, it was a great conflict.
对他来说却是一个巨大的冲突。
And he said there, verse 43 says, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him.
所以43节说有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
In another of the Gospels, it said that my soul is sorrowful even unto death.
所以另外的一个福音书里面提到，他说我的灵魂如此的哀伤以至于死。
So his conflict was so severe that he was almost at the point of death.
所以他的这个冲突如此的剧烈以至于快到死的程度。
That's extreme stress.
是个极其极端剧烈的压力。
And it's a spiritual stress.
而且是灵力的压力。
I don't think we can really understand, enter into the understanding.
我不觉得我们能够全然的明白这个压力是怎么样多大的。
But we read in verse 44.
然后我们在44节读到。
It says, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly.
所以耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切。
And his sweat was like drops of blood falling down to the ground.
汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
So we see there, doctors, medical people have explained this phenomenon here of the blood coming out of the sweat glands.
我们也解释过这个医生啊，就是医学的界的人已经告诉了我们为什么会在什么样的情况下这个毛细血管会破裂， 血会进到汗里面去。
There is a medical explanation.
啊，这是有医学的解释的。
At times of extreme stress.
在一个极端的压力下面。
The blood vessels will actually break near the surface and it will actually sweat blood.
所以在表面的毛细血管呢它会破裂然后它血会进到汗里面去就变成了血汗。
Great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
所以这就像一个个大雪滴一样滴在这个地上。
And so that was in the garden. But he prayed to his father, if you are willing, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
这就是在科西玛尼他说父啊如果愿意求你把这杯撤去但是不要成就我的意思只要成就你的意思。
And the father does not give the son a way out.
但是父并没有让圣子能够撤去这杯。
There was only one way that you and I could be redeemed to God.
因为只有一个方式我们能够从罪中被赎回去。
And that is that the Lord Jesus would drink that cup.
那就是耶稣自己去喝那个杯。
Our sins were in that cup.
我们的罪是在那个杯里。
All our sins.
我们所有的罪。
Every sin.
每一个人的罪。
Past sins.
过去的。
Present sins.
现在的。
And future sins.
未来的罪。
Every sin.
所有的。
He drank that cup for us. And we're going to look then. He goes shortly after that, he says it's time. Behold, that my betrayer has come. He goes on. Yeah, I didn't quote it from the scripture, but yes, while he was yet speaking to his disciples, we read in verse 17, a crowd came up, and a man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them, and he approached Jesus to kiss him. That's chapter 22, verse 47. Yeah. But Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?
我们还是在22章的时候，就是到47节的时候，当他祷告完了，那个卖他的犹大就来了。他说，犹大，你用亲嘴的暗号卖人子吗？
Yeah. And so they came and they took the Lord Jesus then.
所以他们来就把耶稣基督抓走了。
You read that all his disciples, they left him and fled in fear.
你会发现在那个时候所有他的门徒在恐惧里都跑了。
And so it was a little bit after midnight now, on that next day, as far as we're concerned the next day, but still the Jewish day.
所以在那个是在第二天的午夜的时候是我们看见是午夜但实际上是犹太人的那个一天的开始。半夜的时候。
And he's taken into a council of the high priests.
然后他被带到一群人大祭司的面前。
And they want to find an excuse.
他们想找一个理由。
That they might kill him.
这样他们能把耶稣杀了。
Now they had already determined prior to this, before this, they wanted to kill him.
即使他们在这之前他们已经决定了就要把耶稣杀了。
Now all they needed was a good reason.
他们需要的只是一个借口，好的借口。
What an unjust trial this is.
这是一个多么不公平的审判呢。
Where the sentence is passed before the evidence is presented.
在证据没找到之前呢，定罪已经定好了。
And that's why we're going to find out why they hate him so much. We're going to look at that in a little bit. But we just want to run through his trial. He was tried by one of the high priests, Annas, first of all.
所以他们先把他带到亚纳，就是一个两个大祭司当中之一那里去。
And then he was led to the apartments of Caiaphas, who was the actual high priest that year.
然后他们也又把他带到那个该亚法，那个是真正能说了说话算数的那个大祭司那里去。
And the reason why these high priests hated him so much was that they controlled all of the temple commerce.
大祭司特别恨他的原因是因为大祭司控制了圣殿的生意的整个链条。
And sometimes hundreds of thousands of pilgrims would come every year to Jerusalem.
每一年有大量的这个朝圣者会从各地来到耶路撒冷。
They controlled all the money changing.
然后大祭司就在圣殿里控制了那个换银钱的生意。
All the sacrifices.
所有祭祀的这个卖祭物的这个生意。
That people might buy.
人们会来买这个祭物。
And so they became extremely wealthy men.
然后呢，大祭司就变成极其富有、有钱的一群人。
And that's one reason they hated the Lord Jesus and wanted to get rid of him.
这就是为什么他们这么恨耶稣，他要杀了他的原因。
Because he had disrupted their commerce.
因为他们把他的生意给搅黄了。
He had overturned the tables of the money changers.
因为耶稣到圣殿把那个换银钱的桌子给掀翻了。
And drove out those who sold the sacrifices right in the temple grounds.
把那些卖那个祭物的人全赶到外面去了。
He says, you made it a den of robbers.
他说您把我父的殿变成了个贼窝。
But there were other people that hated him too.
但其他人也恨耶稣。
There were the Pharisees.
那些法利赛人。
And the Sadducees.
那些撒杜该人。
These were the religious people.
那些是宗教的阶层。
And what he did throughout his ministries was expose their hypocrisy.
他们在整个历史当中反映出来都是完全的假冒伪善这些。
They went and they taught people what they should be, and they themselves were more sinful than the people they were preaching to.
他告诉一切其他的人，你们应该怎么办？但事实上，他自己比他所教导的人更加的恶劣和败坏。
A hypocrite for the Greek, because this is in the Greek language. You've seen pictures of Greek plays where they have two masks, the Greek tragedy and the Greek comedy. The two masks, you've seen pictures of that in the Greek plays?
Yeah, 就是那个假冒伪善这个词是原文是从希腊文来的。那在希腊文原来你会这个词它都会往往联系到一个场景呢，你会有两个面罩，一个是喜剧面罩，一个是悲剧面罩。
And so that the two masks, they're called the hypocrite. That's where we get our English word hypocrite meaning.
然后这两个面罩就叫 hypocrite. 那这就是假冒伪善的词根，就是从那个词根来的。这个词根原意就是两个面罩，一个是喜剧面罩，一个是悲剧面罩。
A hypocrite then is one with two faces.
这就意思就是一个人有两个面，就是叫假冒伪善。
He has a public face and then a hidden face.
还有一个公开显给别人的面，还有一个藏起来在里面的面，这就是假冒伪善。
And the Lord Jesus, he exposed the sinfulness of these religious people.
所以耶稣基督他就把这些宗教人士的这个里面的罪啊，就完全显明出来了。
He taught the people, he says, do what they say, but don't do what they do.
所以他告诉耶稣教导人说呢，要按照他们所教导你们的去做，但不要学他们自己那个样子，他们可以说就不能行。
And so he was hated by the rulers of the nation.
所以他是真的被这些在全当时犹太地的那些官所恨耶稣。
There was another group that hated him as well.
另外一群人也很恨他。
They were what they call the Herodians.
他们被叫做希律党。
Herod was the king.
那个希律是一个王。
He wasn't a Jew.
他不是个犹太人。
But he was appointed by Caesar.
但他被凯撒任命为当地的地方官。
It was a political position.
这是一个政治的角色。
And of course, anybody that wanted to advance in the world, they had to play the politics.
所以任何人想在地上他往上升的时候，他总是要从政啊。
These were people who were motivated by position and power and money.
这些人他所驱动的就是地位、权力、金钱这些事情在驱动。
And they were the ones that followed. Followed the world system at that time.
所以他们是那一群人跟随世界的那个体系的那么一群人。
Of course, they didn't follow what God wanted them to.
他不想去跟随神告诉他们要做的事情。
So there was all the world. Everyone around the Lord Jesus was against him.
所以这就是在耶稣身边所有的人都在反对他。
Except there were many simple people who heard his words of life and believed in him.
除了一群特别简单的人，那他们听见他生命的道，相信了他。
He had many disciples.
他有很多的门徒。
Men and women.
男人和女人都有。
That followed him from Galilee and believed in him.
从加利利来一起跟随他，也相信他。
But on that night when he was betrayed by Judas in the garden, they all forsook him and fled.
但是在那天晚上，当耶稣被犹大卖的时候呢，他们所有这些人都跑了。
And so he stood in his trial before the judgment of the world.
所以他站在被审判的位置上呢，是接受来自世界的审判。
They had already pronounced him guilty.
因为他们已经宣布了他有罪。
His only guilt was he went against their sin.
他唯一的罪，打引号的罪，就是他反对了所有这些人的自己的罪。
The sentence was death.
这个审判的结果是死刑。
But they needed a reason.
但他们需要一个理由。
And so they examined him that night.
所以他们仔细查考了耶稣那天晚上。
And he didn't answer them.
耶稣并没有回答他们。
Until the high priest finally made an oath to God that he must answer him.
然后直到大祭司对神发了一个誓，要求耶稣必须要回答他。
He asked him the question.
他问了他一个问题。
Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?
他说你是不是基督至高者的儿子。
And Jesus had to answer because of the oath of the high priest.
因为大祭司起誓叫他回答，所以耶稣必须回答。
He said, I am.
他说我是。
And you're going to see the Son of Man, me. You're going to see me coming in the clouds of heaven.
他说你会看见人子就是我，要从天上驾云降临。
And that's a picture from the Old Testament.The Lord Jesus is going to come again to judge the world at the end of days. He comes in the clouds on power to come down to bring judgment to the world.
这是旧约的一幅图景，一个预言。耶稣会有最末日要审判的时候，他会从天上，带着众军驾云降临。
Of course, that's all the high priest needed.
这是大祭司最好想要的东西。
Him.He's just a man, but he made himself God.
那这个本来是个人，他说自己是神。
Blasphemy.
这就是亵渎的罪。
He deserves to die.
亵渎神就是要死的。
And so the sentence is passed.
所以这个就通过了。
One problem.
有个问题。
The Jews didn't have any authority to kill.
犹太人自己没有权利去杀耶稣。
What they needed was evidence.So they could present it to the Roman governor who had the authority.
他们需要的是证据，他们要把这个证据给到罗马当政，他们才能治死耶稣。
And they knew that this was just a religious question for them.
因为他们定耶稣罪的这个问题其实只是一个宗教性的问题。
The Romans weren't interested in it.
罗马当政局才不是特别对这个是不感兴趣的。
What the Romans were interested in is if this man was trying to overthrow the power of Rome.
罗马当政他想关心的是这个人是不是想要推翻罗马统治。
And so they tried to get false witnesses and they gathered around him and but the false witnesses didn't agree with one another.
所以他们就努力找一些错误的证据假的见证来控告耶稣，但这假见证彼此都不能相合。
But they had to find some way.
他们总是要找到一些方法。
So that morning they took him and they before Pilate, the Roman governor.
所以那天早晨他们把他带到比拉多那个罗马执政官面前。
And they accused him of many things.
他们指责他很多的事情。
But he never spoke. He never answered himself for himself in defense.
所以但是耶稣从来没有为自己辩护。
So the Roman governor said,This man is innocent of the charges you bring.
罗马总督就说这个人没有罪啊，你们所告他的都不是对的。
I don't find any fault in him.
我没有在他里面查出任何不义来。
But the Jews, they said, we want him to be crucified, crucify him.
那犹太人就强迫强逼说我们要钉死他。
And so that, yes, the chapter 23, verse 1.
23章的一节说呢?
It says, the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, we have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar, and he claims to be Christ the king.
所以23章的一节二节就说最后告他说我们见这人诱惑国民禁止纳税给凯撒并说自己是基督是王。
And so Pilate asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews?
比拉多问耶稣说你是犹太人的王吗?
Now we know that if someone claimed to be king of the Jews, and he was looking to overthrow the power of Rome, then Rome would be very interested in putting this man to death.
所以如果有人自称自己是犹太人的王要推翻罗马的统治呢那罗马人真的就有兴趣要杀了他了。
Pilate as the governor was to protect the interests of Caesar.
所以比拉多是那个王在当地的总督他要保护这个罗马在当地的统治的。
Now Jesus did say that he was a king.
耶稣真的就说了他是王。
Luke doesn't record it, but John does.
路加没有讲到那约翰讲到了约翰福音里讲到。
And what Jesus said there in John's gospel, we won't turn to that, I'll just quote it. He said, my kingdom isn't from this world.
那我们不翻到约翰，我只是告诉大家，在约翰福音里讲，耶稣说：“我的国不是这个国。”
He said, "My kingdom is a future kingdom."
我的国是一个未来的国。
And so Pilate realized then that he was speaking of a spiritual kingdom.
所以比拉多就认识到，其实耶稣是在讲一个属灵的国度。
And Pilate knew that a spiritual kingdom was no threat to Caesar's throne.
所以比拉多认识到呢，这个属灵的国度对他自己的统治是没有威胁的。
So in verse 4 we read that Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, I find no basis for a charge against this man.
这就为什么四节，23章四节是比拉多对祭司长和众人说，我查不出这人有什么罪来。
And so, the people, they won't give up.
那这些人呢，还是不放弃。
They insisted there in verse 5, we read.
在第五节他们就越发极力地说。
So we come down to the end of, again, we come down to verse 14.
然后呢我们再往下就看见14节。
And he says, you brought this man as one who is inciting the people to rebellion. I've examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him.
他就对他们说呢你们解这些人到我这里来说他是诱惑百姓的看呢我也曾将你们告他的事在你们面前审问他并没有查出他什么罪来。
Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us, as you can see, he's done nothing to deserve death.
就算是希律也是这样他没有所以把他送回来可见他没有做什么该死的事。
So, but with one voice they cried out, away with this man, release Barabbas to us.
但是十八节众人却一起喊着说除掉这个人释放巴拉巴给我们。
Now remember Barabbas. Say last week and week before we talked, or week before that we talked about Barabbas.
我们都记得巴拉巴，我们在前一周的分享里讲过这个人。
Now Barabbas was a man that had led an insurrection in Jerusalem. He was guilty of murder in the insurrection.
所以巴拉巴是一个反叛的人，他聚众造反在耶路撒冷。
He was like ISIS, kind of.
他有点像 ISIS 这样的恐怖分子。
They robbed and killed.
他抢劫也杀人。
Tried to overthrow the government.
就努力要推翻当政的人。
And he was caught in there in Jerusalem by the Romans.
他被罗马在统治在耶路撒冷给抓起来了。
With two of his men.
然后和他的两个同伙。
And the Romans were going to execute them that day.
然后罗马人准备那一天要钉死他们。
There were three crosses ready, made ready for that day.
所以有三个十字架在那一天被准备好了。
But what happened was that during the Passover season, the Romans would release a prisoner to the Jews to give them good feelings.
所以那天的问题是，碰到大节逾越节呢，罗马人会给到犹太人一个囚释放他们一个囚犯，来取悦他们。
And so he thought, Pilate thought, I want to release this man. He's innocent.
所以比拉多说呢，我想要释放这个人，耶稣，他是无辜的。
He knew that Jesus was innocent.
他知道耶稣是无辜的。
So he thought, I'll take the worst possible man, and say, should I release Jesus or Barabbas?
所以他说我要给一个最糟糕的人跟耶稣放在一起，那就告诉犹太人说，你要耶稣呢，还是要释放巴拉巴？
Now Barabbas is a very, very bad man.
巴拉巴是个非常非常坏的人。
But the people said what? One voice, they cried out, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us."
所以，但当时的人却一个声音说呢，我们要释放巴拉巴。
And so, wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Verse 20.
然后二十节，比拉多愿意释放耶稣，又劝解他们，无奈他们喊着说，钉死他，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
For the third time, he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I'll have him punished and then release him."
比拉多第三次对他们说，为什么呢？这人做了什么恶事呢？我并没有查出他什么该死的罪来，所以我要责打他，把他释放了。
You see, he was trying everything he could.
比拉多已经试了他所有的办法。
But look at this, verse 23. With loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed.
他们大声催逼比拉多，求他把耶稣钉在十字架上。他们的声音就得了胜。
Another gospel says, "You're no friend of Caesar if you let this man go."
有另外的这个一个福音书上讲的，他说你要让这个人释放这个人，你就不是凯撒的朋友，这些法律赛人怎么说
？And Pilate says to them, "Shall I release your king to you?" Or shall I punish your king rather?"
比拉多跟他们说：“那我能够定罪你们的王吗
？”And what did they shout?
他们说什么
？We have no king but Caesar.
我们没有别的王，我们只有凯撒是我们的王。
And then another thing they said was, we read in another gospel.Let his blood be upon us and our children.
那另外的福音书上也讲到，比拉多说，那些人说，让这个人的血归在我们和我们的后裔身上。
And that one of the things about the Jews that have been scattered worldwide for 2,000 years.
这就是为什么在过去的近两千年里，犹太人在全世界各地流浪。
That certainly doesn't justify anti-Semitism.
当然这个不是给我们理由是反犹太啊，这个不对的。
They are still God's people.
他们依然是神的子民。
We read that at the end times, all of Israel is going to start coming back to their land.
因为在最后的时刻所有的犹太人都会回到他们自己的家乡。
First, they come back in unbelief, like you see. You were seeing it fulfilled before our very eyes.
所以他们先会是一个不信的状态下，按照圣经的预言，他们是不信的状态下先回去。这就是我们今天我们的肉眼亲自看见发生的事情。
According to Ezekiel the prophet, you read in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39.
你们去读以西结书38章和39章，讲的就是这一段故事。那他们先回去是不信的状态。
Ezekiel saw a vision.
以西结看了一个异象。
A vision of a whole valley of dry bones.
他一整个山谷全部都是枯干的骨头，枯骨。
Bones all lying there, baking under the sun.
所有枯骨都把整个山谷填满。
And he said, "What are these?"
然后他就问上帝说：“这是什么
？”See, these are the bones of the children of Israel.
上帝说：“这就是以色列孩子的枯骨。
”And I said, the prophet looked, and he saw in the valley, he saw movement.
然后这个先知看着山谷呢，就看见一些动静。
And the bones began to move.
这些骨头开始动了。
And they joined together, the one bone with another.
当先知跟他们说话的时候，这些骨头就开始动，骨和骨就开始连起来了。
And the bones, the skeleton stood up.
这个整个骨架就站起来了。
And then the sinews and tendons began to connect the bones.
然后这个各种关节啊，这就开始把骨头连起来了。
And flesh began to cover the skeleton.
然后肉就把骨头盖上了。
And the whole valley was full of people.
然后这个山谷就开始变成满满的都是人了。
But they were still dead.
他们依然是死的。
But then God breathed His Spirit into those people.
然后上帝给了他们气。
So Ezekiel, it was explained to Ezekiel that this was like in the last days. The people of Israel are going to be gathered in unbelief to their land in Israel.
这就是上帝告诉，借着这个异象告诉以西结，在最后的时候，所有的犹太人，他们先要回来，但是是死的，是不信的。
And then they're going to be at the end of time after they go through a great trial during the great tribulation.That God is going to come and breathe life into that nation.
所以在最后的大灾难的之后，上帝要来，要把他们给他们新的气息。那这些不信的人就都信了。
But they would have to suffer tremendously, is what.
他们会在这之前会有一个巨大的大灾难要经历。
When they said, "Let His blood be upon us and on our children."
所以当他们说让这个人的血在我们和我们的后裔身上的时候
，The Jews have suffered.Terribly down through the years, haven't they?
所以犹太人就在很长的时间里面经历了很大的苦难。
Scattered in unbelief among the nations.
在全世界分布在全世界，虽然是不信的。
But there have been a few Jews. There's a little remnant that have been saved in every age that have become Christians.
但每一个时代都会有一部分犹太人。虽然是很少数一部分，他们也都是信的，在基督里得救。
And like us Gentiles, they have come to faith in the Lord Jesus.
就像我们的外邦人一样，他们也是带着信心来到耶稣基督面前。
And once they're saved, they're no longer Jews.
当他们得救了以后，他们就不再是犹太人。
They become Christians. They belong to Christ.
他们变成基督徒，他们成属基督了。
And they're added to the one body.
他们就进到了这一个身体里。
Jew and Gentile, one body.
犹太人和外邦人一个身体。
And that's God's heavenly people.
这是神属天的子民。
We're the body of Christ, and our destiny is heaven.
我们是神的身体圣子的身体，我们的目标是在天上的。
So when they on that day they said, "Let His blood be upon us and our children."
所以在那一时候呢，他说让他。让他的血在我们和我们的后裔身上。
And then we read, it says that there in verse 25, he released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and they surrendered Jesus to their will.
所以在25节他说他们把他们所求的那作乱杀人下在监里的释放了，把耶稣交给他们，任凭他们的意思行。
And so they, as they led him away,It says they got a man to help him carry his cross.
所以当他们让耶稣去钉十字架的时候，就抓了一个人来帮他背十字架。
And then in verse 32, we read that two other men, both criminals, there's the companions of Barabbas.
所以32节我们看见呢，有两个犯人跟耶稣一同来处死。
They were also led out with him to be executed.
然后他们也带到同一个地方要钉十字架。
And then in verse 33, here we read it about him being crucified.
33节呢，就看见他被钉十字架的过程。
When they came to the place called the Skull,
但来到一个地方名叫骷髅地。
There they crucified him.
在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left.
也钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。
So we looked last week at the Lord Jesus, the two thieves on the cross, the two destinies of mankind.
我们上周分享过，这是两个强盗在十字架上的代表，是两个选择，两个方向。
We saw the one on the one side who was cursing the Lord Jesus. He said, "If you're the Christ of God, save us and yourself.
一个在他左边的就在咒诅耶稣，说你要是神，你救自己也救我们吧。
There were other people standing around the cross. They said he saved others, but he can't save himself.
啊，他站在底下的那些人说，哎呀，他能救别人，救不了自己。
It was impossible for him to save himself.
因为他做不到救他自己。
If he would have saved himself,
如果他能够救自己呢？
We would be eternally lost.
我们就在永恒里失丧了。
There would be no chance for salvation.
就再没有救恩的机会了。
There would be no basis for which God could be reconciled to man.
也没有神和人和好的基础了。
And so he couldn't save himself.
他不能救他自己。
And there was another man.
还有一个人。
And this man looked at him. He heard Jesus pray for the ones that were driving the nails through his hands and feet.
他看见耶稣呢，甚至为那些钉死他的人祷告。
They were doing it in ignorance.
他们是在无知当中做的。
He prayed for them there in verse 34. Father, forgive them.
这是耶稣34节说的。他说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
For they know not what they do.
他们所做的，他们不晓得。
That thief, he understood something.
那个强盗他明白了一些事情。
The Spirit of God was working in his heart.
然后圣灵在他的心里面开始做工。
Anybody that was crucified, they cursed the ones who were killing them.
因为任何一个被钉死的人，在被钉死的时候，他都是咒骂、咒诅那个钉他的人。
But here, this man was actually praying for those that would kill him.
但这个人却为钉死他的人在祷告。
Because they were doing it in ignorance.
因为那个人是在无知当中做的。
And this criminal that was hanging with Jesus, he looked at Jesus.
但是这个强盗呢他也因着这个来看着耶稣。
He looked at Jesus in a different light altogether.
就是他看见耶稣是和他以前所见到的人大不一样。
Exactly how he understood all that, I'm not sure.
他怎么样来理解耶稣的是我们现在不是太能够确定。
I don't know how God worked in my life to make me see Jesus as the Savior.
我也不知道神是在我的生命当中怎么做工，让我来认识耶稣基督。
I was a rebel. I lived like a man of the world, and for many many years before the Lord Jesus saved me.
我是很悖逆的，跟地上的很多的人一样，直到我。
But in some way, he opened my eyes to see the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
某种方法呢，他让我开了我的眼，让我能看见耶稣的荣美。
And that day, that one thief on the cross, his eyes were open. He said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
所以那天呢，那个强盗也是，他的眼也开了。他说。主啊，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And Jesus said to him, "Today you'll be with me in paradise."
所以耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。
”This very day,
就在今天
，you'll be with me.
你会跟我在一起。
That man was saved. There are the destinies of two different destinies. One refusing.The other accepting.
所以两个强盗就代表着两个结局，一个是接受，一个是拒绝，一个是永生，一个是永死。
And so that's why we're coming up to today. We come to.
这就是为什么我们今天要讲的这个前面的一些背景介绍。
And it was now about this. That was 9 o'clock in the morning when he was crucified. The third hour, we read. The third hour in Jewish reckoning.
所以那是早晨九点，当他钉十字架的时候是早晨九点。
Nine o'clock in the morning.
早晨九点。
Now, 3 hours have gone by.
三个小时过去了，现在。
And what we'll do now is I think we'll take a little bit of an early break. And then we can, so that we want to go right into this passage here.If that's all right, will that
okay,
be okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. 那我们今天早休息一下，然后这样我们在后面讲整段的时候就不断了。
And then we can look at the events of him hanging, the second 3 hours on the cross.
然后我们就能看见那后面的三个小时到底在发生了什么。
The first 3 hours was him suffering under the hand of man.
我这么讲，前面三个小时他是在受人的苦害。
He suffered physically.
他肉身受损失，受难。
And he suffered mentally and his soul suffering emotionally.
然后他的魂他的情感这都在受伤害。
Because it was the physical pain.
这是一个物理的伤害。
But then they were mocking him and cursing him and laughing at him.
他们也嘲笑他咒诅他。
In some ways, that's greater emotional. Emotional pain can be as great as physical pain.
然后呢，他情感上也巨大的伤害，这也是跟那个肉体的伤害是一样的。
But the far worse was yet to come.
但是更糟糕的还没有来。
That would be spiritual suffering.
这是属灵的受难。
And while that was to be done, God had to draw a curtain across the sun.
当这些要做的时候呢，上帝要把那个太阳遮住。
No eye would see that suffering.
因为没有眼睛能看见那样的受难。
We read about a great darkness that came across the sun for 3 hours.
因为我们看见有三个小时大的日食。
So we'll look at that when we come back after our break.
我们先休息一下，我们回头再来。我们一起来做个祷告。亲爱的父，我们谢谢您赐给我们基督来为我们死在十字架上。我们也谢谢您赐给我们圣经，让我们能明白这些道理。也求您软化我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们能够愿意接受，愿意相信。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们接下来的饮食，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。